Most new tequila brands don't need to exist. So the question is, why does this one? This is Brahmin Tequila. I did get the opportunity to sit down with the founders and talk about this tequila. And tonight, we're going to break it open and find out if it really earns a place on your shelf. There's a lot of tequila brands launching right now. Some are built on marketing. Some are built on celebrity. Some shortcuts. What really caught my attention with Brahmin Tequila is it wasn't originally meant to even be a brand at all. It started as something between family and friends, bringing tequila home from Mexico to their friends in California to taste, and all of a sudden, it turned into a business. So tonight, let's pop it open and take a drink. Right away, it's a crystal clean, clear-looking Blanco with some really nice legs on it. I actually can get the smell of it from here. Let's dive into the nose of this one. On the nose, the first thing I get right away is cooked agave. Exactly what you want. There's a sweetness behind it, maybe a little bit of honey, some citrus zest, a little bit of lime peel as well. Let's take a taste. That's nice. I get some cooked agave, a nice citrus, followed by a little mild pepper. There's a touch of a floral note as well. The mouthfeel is nice. It's got a nice viscosity to it. It's got a little bit of a earthiness as it starts to go into the finish. And a nice freshness as well. So, Brahmin Tequila. Yeah, this one is a winner for me. I definitely think it's one that you should try. And if you like these reviews, definitely leave a comment. Let me know if you've had this tequila. If there's a tequila that you'd like to see me review, put it in the comments. I'll work on getting that on the show. Thanks. Have a great night.